Good morning, everybody. Hopefully, everybody has a spring break, seeing the kids, seeing the grandkids. But we do have a meeting during spring break, and that's the meeting of the Constable Ethics Standards and Training Board. It is March 14th of 2024. This is the time, the set for this monthly meeting. Ms. Bakhti, could you do roll call for us, please?
Yes. Constable Hogard?
Present.
Member Beckett?
Present.
Constable Kennedy? And Member Giordano?
Present.
And Chairman Dowling?
I can hear you guys good, and I'm here. Thank you. So
and
we
Christine is absent.
Yes. Given that, so we do have a quorum. Would you like to do that announcement regarding the open position, Ms. Bakhti, for me?
Yes. So at the end of next board meeting, Christine Shibley's resignation will be effective. So that means that the AMA board is looking for a replacement. And once they identify someone, that person will be recommended for the governor to confirm. And we also still have that open public member position.
Anybody else have an announcement to make this morning? Okay, given that, and I'm going to turn Steve over to as far as the minutes are concerned. Could you brief what you told me yesterday regarding the minutes, Ms. Bach, as far as which months we're looking at, which ones we are not at this point?
So we are looking at the January minutes that were tabled from the last meeting. The February minutes are, the written minutes are not available yet. That will be available next meeting.
I just wanted to put that clarification. We're just looking at the January minutes for approval. We'll look at the February ones next month. We'll touch on that a little bit later in the administrative update as well. So I hope everybody did have a chance to review the meeting minutes from January. Does anybody have any discussion or motions regarding that?
Mr. Chair, I move to approve said meetings.
Thank you, Constable Kennedy. Do we have a second?
Constable Hogard, second.
Thank you, Constable Hogard. So we have first and second. Any further discussion regarding the minutes from January? Okay, all those in favor of approving the January minutes, please vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? Okay, January's minutes have been approved. Okay, we'll move to the public now. So it's call to the public. This is the time for the public to make any oral comments to the board in person. Please note that any written statements that were submitted to the board will not be read during the call to the public, and they are not accepted as part of the official meeting record. Also, board members may not discuss items that are not on today's agenda. Therefore, unless a comment relates only to an item listed on the agenda for the meeting, pursuant to statute, the board's ability to act on that public comment is limited to directing staff to study the matter, responding to any criticism, scheduling the matter for further consideration and decision at a later date. Those are the steps the board could take. Finally, please note that the total time allowed is 2 minutes so that we can keep the meeting going in an orderly fashion. So I'm going to put this out to the public. Is there anybody who would like to make comment this morning in the public? Okay. Second call for the public. Anybody like to make any comment? Last call to the public. Okay, we'll move on to item E. Ms. Bakhti, if you could present the financial report, please, or update us on why it's not done yet.
The financial report was received yesterday. That will become available next meeting. It was received from CSB by yesterday, so it's not available yet.
Any member have questions or discussion? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there. I didn't see you were talking. Go ahead.
And that will be included with all the meeting materials on next month's meeting as well, so the board is able to review the charts.
Okay. Thank you. Any members have any questions or discussion regarding the financial reports? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to item F. And I'm going to pass this one over to Constable Kennedy to brief us on board elections this morning. Please, ma'am.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, we need to elect a chair and a vice chair.
And a secretary.
And a secretary. So at this time, I'm going to open the floor for nominations for chair. Are there any nominations for chair?
This is Valerie. I would nominate Dennis Dowling as chair to continue in his role.
And do I have any other nominations or a second?
I second that, Constable Hogard.
Last call, do I have any other nominations as chair? Do I have a motion on the floor to close nominations?
Constable Hogard, second.
Okay, we have a nomination of Mr. Dennis Dowling as chair. Nominations have been closed and I do not have a second. All in favor of Mr. Dowling as chair, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposing? Mr. Dowling, congratulations. Second chair. At this time, I'm going to open nominations for second vice chair. Do I have any nominations at this time? Any nominations as vice chair?
This is Valerie. I would nominate Constable Hogard for the vice chair position.
Thank you, ma'am. Do I have a second on the floor?
I would
second
that.
I'll second, ma'am.
Thank you, Matt. Last call, third call. Do I have any other nominations as second? And seeing none, I'm closing nominations. I do only have one for vice chair. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposing? Perfect. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We do have a vice chair. And last but not least, we need a secretary. Ladies and gentlemen, do we have a nomination for secretary on the floor?
This is Valerie. I would nominate Constable Kennedy as secretary.
And I'll jump in with a second now.
I will accept said nomination. Thank you. Do we have a second?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do have a second. Do we have any other nominees? Any other nominees? Closing the floor. All in favor of Constable Kennedy as secretary?
Aye.
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 Any opposing? Hearing none, Constable Kennedy as secretary. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I am going to hand the floor back over to our chair, Mr. Dowling. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Constable Kennedy. Thank you for the work that we've all put in and for the last couple of years. And it sounds like we're going to keep that moving forward. Moving on to item G, legislative updates. Ms. Buckduff.
This will be tabled for a next meeting if the board is okay with this.
Okay, so it sounds like it hasn't, we don't have one at this point. Any discussion or anybody want to move to table this to the next meeting?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to table this to the next meeting. I know that we are in open session, and I just want to make sure that none of the bills going through the state legislature affect us.
And my part of the discussion, I haven't seen any that do at this point, but there's so many bills. Perhaps there's something that was missed, but I haven't seen anything yet either. But we do have the motion to table from Constable Kennedy. Do we have a second?
Constable Hogard, second.
A first and a second. Is there any other discussion to be had? Okay, hearing none. All those in favor of tabling, please vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? Okay, we'll have a legislative update at the next session. Actually, a question on that. Is that something you provide, Shandy, or is that something that we'll have somebody from the outside of us providing for us?
No, I can provide it. It's just an informational part of a presentation for the board.
Okay. All right, thank you. Just taking a few notes for the next meeting. Okay. For item H, I didn't see any March equipment vacancy grant applications. Could you confirm that, Ms. Bakta?
No applications were received this cycle.
So no action to be taken there. Okay, let's get into I, and that's discussion and possible action on constable complaints. The first thing I do want to go over on this is the 373-2024 Georges versus Chisholm. We're going to pull that one from the agenda as it wasn't quite ready yet, even though it made the agenda. We'll put that on for next month.
Okay.
There was a note of some technical difficulties for a few of the members. For anything in item I, is there anything that any board member would not be ready to act on today?
Mr. Chair, this is Valerie Beckett. I will not be able to weigh in on CNA 368 or 370.
Hey, Constable Kennedy, remind me, are those the matters that you recuse on?
Yes. Both of the Rhines, yes.
Well, that would take us below quorum for those two. Given that, is there any opposition to just moving those to the next meeting, the 368 and the 370, from any member? Okay, hearing none, we'll go ahead and table 368 and 370 till next time. Anybody else said not review a complaint? Okay, so CNA 348-2023, N. Martinez versus R. Pierce. Thank you, Investigator Jacobs, for getting that put together for the board. So I'm going to put this out to the floor for any action to be taken on this matter.
Constable Hogard.
Yes, sir.
When this was continued, I made a motion and then revised it when I realized, was told that the investigation really wasn't complete. I would go back probably to my initial motion on this. It looks to me like there is a problem here after talking with other constables when the investigation, and I would refer this to the county attorney's office and possibly the presiding superior court judge.
So, Constable Hogard, he has a motion on the floor to refer this to the county attorney, as well as the presiding judge in Maricopa County.
This is Matt. I second.
We'll give that to Mr. Giordano. He got in just before you, Constable Kennedy. So we have a second from Mr. Giordano. Any discussion to be had prior to going to vote on this?
Mr. Chair, this is Valerie Beckett.
Yes, ma'am.
My comment, or rather question, would be: is it typical that we would forward the recommendation or the investigation without having any input from the constable?
Let's and I'm going to go to Mr. Jacobs for that, and also to Ms. Becca. Mr. Pierce did have notice of this complaint through the process to provide that response. Would that be correct, Ms. Botka?
Yes.
Okay. And Mr. Jacobs, was there attempts, so he had noticed that there was a complaint filed, were there attempts then made to garner a response from him?
He did respond to the initial complaint, and that is referenced in my final report. That matter of fact, issues out of his complaint are cited in the final report. What he has not had an opportunity to respond to is the supplemental investigation that came out, the facts that came out during the investigation.
And today's the first publishing of the supplemental then, correct?
That is correct. Okay.
Well, we do have a first and a second to do the referral on this, but I think it's a very valuable point that you brought up there, Ms. Beckett. Perhaps further investigation to garner that response before sending it. It's whatever the board wants to do with it. But it seems like Mr. Jacobs did quite a bit of investigation to make sure both sides were heard on this. Do you have any doubt that you gave both sides the opportunity to be heard on this, Mr. Jacobs?
The original complaint, yes.
You have doubts?
Oh, no doubts. I'm sorry. Oh. No, I misunderstood your question. I have no doubt that he was given an opportunity to respond to the initial complaint.
Ms. Beckett, is that helpful?
Very much so. Thank you.
Okay. So we still stand where we do have the first and the second that are on the floor right now. Is there any other discussion to be had regarding the motions that we have? Hearing none, the motion is to refer to the county attorney and advise the presiding judge in Maricopa County of that advisement. Give us a roll call, please, Ms. Baca.
Yes. Constable Hogarth?
Aye.
Member Beckett?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
And Chairman Dowling?
Abstain.
Okay. Motion passes.
Motion passes. We will get those out regarding Constable Pierce. And then we have table 368 and 370. We have CNA 374 2024. Constable is Luke Palmer, and the complainant is Constable Nathan Wallace. So once again, everybody did get a chance to review this. Could you clarify, I wasn't sure if it was in the packet. Was there a resignation letter on this, Ms. Baca?
Yes. Yes, there was.
Okay. There it is. And it was that number 19 in the investigation. Thank you for pointing that out. So that was on February 16th of 2024 that Constable Palmer did submit his resignation of his office. So that could be taken into account today, too. So put this matter out to the board. And any action to be taken?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogarth?
Yes.
Where he has resigned, I don't see that we have really any authority on him. It makes no sense to send him a reprimand or anything else when he's already resigned from the position.
Is that a motion to dismiss Constable Hogarth?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, do we have a second?
Constable Kennedy, second.
Okay, so we do have a first and a second for a dismissal of this matter due to the resignation. Any discussion? Okay, I'm going to move to amend the motion to also include the second complaint for 375, as it is the same set of facts. So do I have a second for the motion to amend?
Constable Hogarth, second.
Okay, so we do have a second there. Any discussion? Okay, Ms. Bakla, if you could take the vote for 374 and 375.
Constable Hogard?
Aye.
Member Beckett?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
And Chairman Dowling?
Abstain. Okay, well, thank you, everybody. So then we're going to move on to the initial screening of new complaints. Going back to the technical difficulties, is there anything that any member was not able to review prior to today's meeting?
Valerie Beckett was not able to access the documents involved in 376, 377, 387, and 385.
Thank you, Ms. Beckett. Anybody else? Okay. Since they're, and just to briefly, just for the public, so when we do get new complaints, and it only takes one member to move that complaint forward towards an investigation, it doesn't need a majority vote of the board in order to move that forward. Given that Ms. Beckett didn't have the review on that, my intention would be to go ahead and move forward, as it only needs one vote to move forward, absent Ms. Beckett's knowledge of that. What does the board? How does the board feel about moving forward with those that she did not review? If we need to table those or not?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard.
Yes, sir.
I would, in my notes, I have everything moving forward except for 388 and 389, those going back to Constable Palmer, who has resigned from the position.
How do you feel about us moving forward with those matters that Ms. Beckett did not get a chance to look at?
Well, where it only takes one person to move it forward, I guess I'd be the one person, whether she had to look at them or not.
Okay. Does anybody else have an opinion on that?
This is Matt, sir. I would second Constable Hogarth's motion.
Okay. So we would keep him on there. And so a quick vote on that. Everybody in favor of keeping them on the agenda today, please vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
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 Anybody against? Okay, hearing none, we will go ahead and address those. So we have all matters except for 7 and 8. I'm sorry, I heard somebody talking. I was trying to see who that was. Was somebody trying to address?
No, Chairman. We also have another meeting going on in our next floor. Oh.
Okay. All right. No, thank you, Ms. Bakla. Okay. So regarding the initial screen of new complaints, we can handle them individually. We can handle them as a group. We'll start with, we're going to start with 376. How does the board want to handle these?
Move forward. Constable Hogard, move forward.
On all but 7 and 8?
All but 8 and 9.
Oh, I'm sorry. On the agenda, number 7 and 8, the ones regarding Palmer. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I do have a motion to move all of them forward from Constable Hogard. Do we have a second on that?
Matt seconds.
Okay. We have a second from Mr. Giordano. Any further discussion? Even if it's on any of them individually, even though we're handling them as a group, any further discussion?
Mr. Chair, can I say that I'm looking at the list and in the downloaded, I don't see M fingers in my list.
See what?
M finger, 392.
That was sent out on a second email.
I see. No, there were two emails that were sent out because it had to be broken up.
Oh, okay. I have no complaints, sir. We can...
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion? Okay, Ms. Bakla, if you could roll call, please.
Yes, Constable Hogard?
Aye.
Member Beckett?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
Aye. Okay, so we moved forward CNA 376, 77, 84, 85, 86, 90, and 93. Thank you.
What about 87?
Oh, if I didn't say 87, that one as well. Okay. So, Mr. Jacobs, thank you for the work that you put in, and it sounds like you're going to be busy once again for us this next month. Okay, moving on to J, administrative update. Ms. Botka, I'll let you go first, and then I'll kick the board some of the ideas that we've talked about.
So with regards to this agenda, as you all saw that it was pretty packed. So the documents had to be split up, and that was also including all the videos and screenshots that were included. We just don't have a file share service that can take in everything at once. And the reason why it was Google Drive versus Dropbox was because the videos failed on Dropbox each time. So which is why I had to move to Google Drive on this time. And also on timeframes, I'm hoping the board would like to establish timeframes so I can get those materials out quicker versus waiting till Monday night and fighting with technology.
And just to say, we were working on this mid last week, but I just get in the conversations with Ms. Baca, it was just a matter of getting everything out. Mm-hmm. We've had every intention of having it finalized the week before. It just quite hasn't, it didn't quite happen this month. And a lot of it had to do with the volume of what we were dealing with. I did get the email from you, Mr. Giordano, regarding the time that we all lead busy lives. We're all doing a lot of things, and just having that time to set aside to give that good review is necessary. I'm going to speak with Ms. Bach about setting up some timelines to hopefully just move everything up a week. Perhaps we have a draft agenda that's put out to the board 2 weeks before, and then it would be finalized that week, at least to give some of that leeway to do so. But I'm going to sit down with her and see what we can do to make it easier on the board members. I think we can all agree that the volume that we're dealing with now is much different than it was even 2 years ago. It's jumped up quite a bit. So I think we need to make a few accommodations there.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Part of the administrative, any administrative recommendations from anybody to help out? Any ideas?
Mr. Chair, Steve Jacobs, in the proposed rules that Mahogany is working on, it allows for 2 weeks, things that come in for report, further investigation and report, gives 2 weeks cut off before the next board meeting date, that anything that comes in it within that 2 week period would be held until the following month. And that might be, since that's the way it's moving, that might be something to be considered as a policy until such time that the new rules are in place.
Yeah, definitely. I've seen the strain that it does place when we get that last minute complaint that we're scrambling to get on the final agenda before we give it out. And that's been one of the delays.
Yes, and that happens more than you know.
No, I know how much it happens. I've seen it.
Yeah, that's true. You get to review them. Yes.
It'll be part of the discussion. Actually, you know what? Let's do this. If anybody has, we'll get some ideas and we'll kick some ideas around, and we'll send out an email, Ms. Botka will. Hey, here's some ideas on the administrative part of this. What do you think? Does it work for you? So we can try to get some consensus, even though it might not be perfect. But we could get some consensus to make it workable for everybody.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
The notification that I kept receiving as I was trying to access the documents indicated that the naming convention for the file was too long. you know, I'm not a technical person. I'm definitely an end user, just reporting what was being shown as the challenge as to why I could not open and review those documents.
And I'm not a computer person either. I took a note there. Thank you, Ms. Beckett. We'll hopefully somebody who knows something about that can help us out with that to make it easier on opening those files. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. For future agenda items, and part of that too is if we have a draft out earlier, it might be more convenient for people to ask to have things put on the agenda as we do get that ready. So that may be beneficial there. But at this point, is there anything anybody would like to see on the upcoming agenda?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard.
Yes, sir.
I don't really have anything to put on the agenda, just an update on through procurement and everything as far as somebody to take care of our meetings and everything. And that did go out to bid last Thursday on the 7th. And they told me it'll be out for bid till the 21st. It'll close, I believe, the 21st. And then they will look at whoever has put in for it. But it is working, and we should be on the timeline to have everything in place before the contract expires.
Yeah. Did you want that to be on next month's agenda, Constable Hogard?
Yeah, we maybe put it there because we should have a little bit of information back. So go ahead and put it on the agenda.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your work on that as well. Okay. Anybody else have anything at this point that they would like to see next month? Okay. Still, feel free to reach out. Let me know if there is something that comes up. I'd be happy to get it included. Given that, we'll move on to adjournment.
Mr. Chair, I move to adjourn.
Okay, thank you, Constable Kennedy. We have a first. Do we have a second?
Constable Hogard, I'll second.
Okay, thank you. The second. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of adjourning the meeting, please vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? Hearing none, meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Who's talking?
This is Constable Roland with Pima County Justice Precinct 1.
I'm sorry, sir. The meeting's over.
No. I just had a quick question real quick. Okay.
Give you a response, sir.
So here's the thing.
Well, here's the thing, sir. That was a very clear statement. If you have any questions, you could direct those towards Ms. Botka through email, and we'll respond to you.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.